We're watching the situation in Iran and the wider region. Find the latest at csmonitor.com or on our new app. Ongoing Monitor coverage has included not only questions around the U.S. strategic objectives and the political protocols of war making, but also, importantly, the human story on the ground. If you missed it, read Scott Peterson's profile of an Iranian student activist. That link, too, is on our homepage. In a separate episode of Instability, Afghanistan-Pakistan tensions got kinetic late this week. We have a report on our site from Pakistan. We also share in today's Daily a story that we already had in motion on India-Pakistan relations through the lens of cricket. Here, too, regional tensions play out not only through stark geopolitics, but also in citizens' daily lives. Sport can often reflect a larger relationship, and here there's no better place to look than the cricket pitch. Have feedback on our app? You'll find a link where you can provide it at csmonitor.com/daily. It's Saturday, February 28th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, March 3rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. For former President Bill Clinton, who left office 25 years ago, the impact of the Epstein scandal may only further damage his image, particularly among younger Democrats, amid changing mores around sexual misconduct by powerful men. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. This week's blizzard across much of the Northeast might make you wonder what cities do with the abundance of snow. In Boston, our reporter set off to find out and ended up with an appreciation for the people who make it disappear. Victoria Hoffman writes from Boston for The Monitor. At one time, cricket was a bridge between India and Pakistan, but in recent years, Delhi has increasingly used the sport as an extension of its foreign policy, overshadowed players from Pakistan, and, some argue, changed the spirit of the game. Contributor Hassan Ali reports for The Monitor. Always dialed in to the digital world, one writer finds respite in his postcard pastime, proof of the old truth that givers get more than receivers. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on the Christian Science Monitor app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Ian Case, and her of the 7 Mile Walk, Victoria Hoffman. Victoria, are your boots dried out yet from this little reporting trip?
Clay, they certainly are now, but not during the trip at all. But I did get a nice long walk during the workday, and it was so great to see city workers doing their job and cleaning the streets, and now I have a little bit more appreciation when I walk on the sidewalk and it's clear.
That's great. Glad you made it back.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.